This is the Tom Likas Show.
You're a goddamn genius. You are a goddamn genius.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
L-I-V-I-N.
Thank you for tuning in to a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Well, the New Normal Studios in Burbank is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available 24-7, by the way, on demand at premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. And if you're listening to us just past 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. on the East Coast on Tuesday, it's a live bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And we welcome back to our microphone divorce attorney Adam Sachs, our friend, our P1, one of our leading advertisers on the program, but also one of the most popular guests we have, because he has what you need, free legal advice. Of course, you should be paying for your legal advice. Well, the reason you're calling in now is because you stupidly have not sought any legal advice for your situation. And we talk to you guys who have legal problems of all kinds, and I'm just amazed at how many of you try to cheap out. I had a guy who was having some kind of a tax issue. Hadn't paid. Didn't know what to do. So he was just going to call the IRS and ask them.
Suicide.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that?
Terrifying. The IRS, man. No way.
Hello, is this the IRS? Listen, I haven't paid my taxes in 4 years. I was wondering if you could tell me what I need to do.
Please treat me kindly.
Yeah, no, I haven't paid. I haven't filed a return. I haven't paid interest. Haven't paid penalties. Nah.
Oh, Tom. Listen, this is right on topic. This is exactly what I want to talk about tonight.
Do tell.
And happy new year to you.
And to you. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here as always.
Always good to have you.
You know, I hesitate when I'm with you to call you dad, you know, but...
you can do that. If it makes you comfortable, you can do that.
What makes you uncomfortable, you know?
Never makes me uncomfortable. I love it.
Well, you are the dad I never had.
The fat clams over there write the feminist blogs. They think I have issues because guys like to call me dad, but reality is many of these guys grew up without dad in the house.
Well, I certainly did. You almost killed me yesterday when I was listening to this thing you did about independent or really not so independent women and so forth, and that HBO show. You know, HBO is the one that did Sex in the City.
Yeah.
And now they got that show Girls or whatever, which
Girls.
Is an abomination.
Yes.
You know, the critics are saying that show is brilliant and it captures the women of today and it's a role models for women. And
by the way, I think it captures the women of today. I mean, if you watch this show, Adam, and I don't know if you've watched Girls.
Occasionally.
With its fat and fugly creator and star, Lena Dunham. If you watch this show, the women on this show are all fucked up. I mean, all of them.
That's the whole point.
I mean, I do think it captures women today because the women on this show are all fucked up. Every woman, every character, all fucked up.
Well, anyway, Tom, the one thing that and you mentioned this just now briefly, but the one thing that you really taught me, seriously, this comes direct from you years ago, and I'm sorry to say I was probably in my late 30s or 40s until I got this, but it really is the issue of what you're talking about of when things are over and when they're done and when you have to know, you have to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. There's no joke. And this thing that you're talking about not hiring a lawyer and not going forward, guys call me and tell me stories that are so tragic and it's so late in the game and they're still saying to me, you know, do you think I should file for a divorce? Do you think I should leave? She moved another guy in. Do you think I should leave?
Oh my.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And you talked quite a few times about not turning back the clock, and I know you've had some experiences, I think, where some of your old flames from years ago tried to call you and you say
they still do.
Yeah, but when it's done, it's done.
Right? I don't press the rewind button.
Not pressing the rewind button.
Or I also say you've got to cut your losses.
The depiction in this girl's show also is of really, by the way, the guys in the show are all creeps. They are very abusive to her, particularly the one you're talking about, Dunham.
Or pussies.
Well, there's one in particular that's really nasty to her,
right.
and she can't get enough, so that actually proves 101.
The one who she thinks is her boyfriend.
Right.
But you can tell he doesn't give a shit about her.
He doesn't give a crap about her, and
right.
she cannot get enough. by the way.
That's right.
And he's just heaping all this abuse on her, and she's sort of taking it and taking it.
And she's in total denial about the fact that this guy treats her like shit.
It's not a joke, Tom. And she's actually the creator and the writer of most of the episodes, and she claims that this is based on her own experience and all this kind of stuff. But I think that what's really important, and it's very difficult, I always tell guys, and you've said this before, contact your father, talk to someone you trust. I always tell these guys that call me, I say, you know, you really have to talk to someone. You have to think about this, because the situation you've described to me is such an abomination, but you somehow, being in it, don't see that. And this thing that you're talking about with this rewind button thing, it really is true. There are so many people, you will not believe it, that have these a restraining order and get thrown out of their house, and somehow, God knows, they reconcile. And after a woman calls 911, that's it. I would never talk to her again.
Yeah,
that's
I have a zero tolerance policy.
But a restraining order, Tom? Jeez, that's 10 times after that.
Yeah.
So anyway, so my resolution for the new year, I want guys to understand you've got to look at your circumstances. We talked about the gut check when 10 years is coming up and so forth. There's another gut check, which is look at your life. And if you think it's wrong and if you think things are screwed up, now, come on, stop kidding around.
Before you have any more kids.
Hell yeah.
Or before you have any kids.
Get deeper in.
Right? I also tell guys, one of the reasons to move on getting a divorce is because under California law, at least as I understand it, every 2 days you stay, you owe another day's pay.
Yeah, another day of alimony, vaginamony, whatever you want to call it. And the other thing is that, you know, something like 80 to 85% of cases are filed by women, okay? And that's choosing the court, that's choosing the judge, that's getting the jump on you. So the woman gets the initiative and the momentum building, and you're sitting there screwing around playing catch up for the rest of the divorce.
That's right.
So I'm talking to a guy, and he's telling me, well, I heard she might file. I'm like, well, then let's do it right now, today. Oh, hold on, man. I'm not ready. I got to think about this, blah,
not
blah.
Ready.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Oh, God.
There also is that thing that you talked about, Tom, and you speak as someone with confidence, and this is the thing about your ex-girlfriends calling you, whatever the story is, you know? You have to have some kind of confidence that if the relationship you're in now doesn't work out, that you'll be able to get another one. And a lot of guys are so scared. They have no game. They're terrified of their shadows. They have a woman who's put them down. You were talking about having a woman move in and have her criticizing you for not taking out the trash or whatever. But there's a bigger aspect where a woman puts you down. It makes you feel bad. And you start thinking yourself, wow, like when your parents tell you you're stupid, you start to think you're stupid. And you start to get this impression, you know, this is my only way to ever get laid with this woman, this wife of mine, this girlfriend of mine. And guys buy into that. Like if I break up with her, I'm going to be celibate the rest of my life. And
right.
You know, there's a world out there of millions and millions of people. And we were talking about, you know, and Tom, I know you've been to Colombia, so have I.
Yeah.
And to a lot of other really great places around the world, Argentina and so forth, and I've been there as well. I mean, there are so many possibilities in this world. And people say this thing about, remember you talked about people saying that they're bored? It's like if you're bored, you're living wrong. Something's wrong. And if you think that this bitch, if you get rid of her, she leaves you, that you're never going to get laid again, you're out to lunch. You got to be kidding.
There is so much free sex out there, boys. I tried to tell you
this. It's beyond belief. It's a world of possibilities.
Women who will do things your girlfriend or your wife will refuse to do and would never think of doing. There are women out there today who will do them right now for you. And the key is getting out of a bad situation when you've made the mistake. I mean, the guys, Adam, who are coming to you, these are the guys who've ignored my advice over the years. These are the guys who thought they knew more than the professor. These are the guys who thought that they had met the one nice girl, the one exception to the rule, the one soulmate.
Well, you have to believe that. See, that's the joke. When you're in a relationship, you always have to kind of pretend that. And you do hear red flags. Nobody's stupid, okay? You're hearing a red flag. She's saying things to you. She's doing things, even stuff that you've given examples of, Tom, that are just like beyond belief. And somehow you're telling yourself, no, not me, not us. We're special. We're the exception. Yes, I know women that travel a lot, have a lot of opportunities, but not my girl. She wouldn't do that. You have to believe that. Otherwise, you couldn't go forward.
Yeah. And many of the things that women do, and I'm going to name one in particular, because I've watched it close up, firsthand, with friends. One particular person I'm thinking of, and he knows who he is. I'm not going to say if he's a friend or a family member, but there's somebody out there.
It's not me, right?
No. No, it's not you.
Just kidding.
Are you married?
No.
This person's married.
I'm just teasing you.
This person is married, and this person listens as his wife tells him what a piece of shit he is.
Can you imagine?
How he doesn't do enough around the house, how he doesn't take out the garbage, how he does not know how to take care of his kid, tells him that he doesn't do enough around the house, and this person is sitting on the sofa directing him what he should be doing. Okay, she's sitting there doing absolutely nothing and telling him what he ought to be doing. Women will erode your self-esteem. And by the way, take that quote and search it on Google, but add the words abuse of women. Because when you look at these websites where they tell women to go to a safe house, go to a women's shelter, get out tonight, pack your bags, one of the symptoms they give women that they are being abused by men is that a man will erode your self-esteem.
That is so correct. That's the cycle of abuse. That's one of the top things they put.
That's right. But when it happens to a man, they never say that about men. When men are having their self-esteem eroded, when they're saying, yes, dear, yes, honey, what more can I do for you? You don't do shit. You don't take the garbage out. You don't do anything. A man's self-esteem has value, too. And what is amazing to me is how we allow the feminists to run the court, where they make the decisions about what is and isn't abuse. And so, yes, if a man is eroding your self-esteem, you are being abused, and you need to hire an attorney, and you need to get a suitcase, and you need to get out of there tonight. But men who are being abused, men are being told what to do, we don't call that abuse. We call it nagging, or something that sounds harmless compared to what it really is. There are men out there right now having their self-esteem eroded by women who tell them after they work a hard day, bring home a paycheck, make the payments on the two cars and the house, and pay for the children, and pay for the braces, and pay for the piano lessons. After they all do all those things, they're being told they don't do shit, and they accept it. And if there's somebody who can hear me right now, and they may be listening live, or they may be hearing a replay of this or a podcast, it is time to call an attorney today. Today. Not tomorrow, not a month from tomorrow. Don't see how you feel about it, because that woman is abusing you. You are being abused just the way that they say that men are being abusive. You are being abused. If somebody is eroding your self-esteem, it's time to go.
Yeah, and that's the thing I said also just now about parents. When your parent tells you you're stupid, what starts to happen to you after a while when you're getting put down all the time is what they call abused spouse syndrome, and men can suffer from this too. And you're being told how bad you are all the time. What's really amusing, Tom, and I've seen this in reality too, is eventually these people do get divorced, the guy leaves or she leaves him or whatever, and these women don't know how good they had it. They had this man who was helping them live their dream of having a house and, as you say, children and et cetera, this whole thing that he was carrying on his back. And the woman is surprised to find out that it's a pretty cold world out there, and her husband that she was treating like crap actually wasn't all that bad. You know, I read a really interesting article in one of the British newspapers this week. I put it on my Facebook. I'll send it to you, Tom.
I'd love to see it.
Sure. They were talking about self-esteem. And they said that there was this big movement in the schools for years, in the public schools especially, to boost self-esteem of children, to make them think well of themselves. And so they've studied young people from like 18 to 26, and they are just bubbling with self-esteem, but it's not necessarily based on anything. So you talk about this woman. I went on a date with this woman one time, and we were talking on the phone, and she told me that she was an Amazon and that she was gorgeous. And I met her, and she was a five, Tom. And I said to her, Amazon, you know, an Amazon is blonde, 6 foot two, you know.
A fat and ugly five.
It's amazing that when we talked about this too, and I know your classic criticism of New York, which is also where I grew up, is these fives that think they're tens.
Yeah.
And this woman that you're talking about, the worst of all, the worst offender, is this ugly bitch who, if she was back on the market, wouldn't be able to find a man, screaming at a good man, a decent man, who loves her and he's raising the kids and he's doing everything right for her, and she can't find anything good to say about anything. And the smartest thing to do, like you said, Tom, I know it hurts, but you got to cut your losses.
Yeah. And like I say, the way the law works in California, for every 2 days you're married, you owe 1 day of vaginamony, assuming you get dinged for vaginamony, and still many men do.
And then all you got to do is wait to 10 years, and then you're screwed for life.
Forever. forever. And attorneys now, judges now.
Yeah, close to 10 years.
Now they don't even wait till the 10-year mark.
No,
now
round
they,
up.
It's 9 years and a month. That's close to 10 years.
It's not a joke, Tom. That's for real.
I know it is.
It's fully discretionary.
It's unbelievable.
And by the way, if the woman, for example, this happens in real life, if the woman you're with has a disability, like she gets injured at work or something, or she has some other kind of story, psychiatric issue,
right.
Okay, you could have her as a 6-year marriage, okay, and she gets vagina money for the rest of her life or for a very long time because she keeps coming back and saying she still needs it. She's still having issues. She still can't work. She can't support herself. From the judge's point of view, the state of California and in other states too, if they don't get the money from the man, it's going to come from the state. It's going to be welfare. So the hell with that. The judge says, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to put this woman as a burden on the state.
Right.
It's up to you, Mr. Ex-husband. You pay.
I had this conversation with more than one person I know. And by the way, I don't know what's changed in the world. Doesn't seem like more people are having, you know, like back surgery than ever. I know so many people have had back surgery. And it you know, back surgery, not like any other kind of surgery, because
it's scary.
Well, you've got those five discs. When you hear about somebody having a disc removed, there are no artificial discs. Like, when they remove one of the five spinal discs you have, now you got four.
Really?
Then you got three.
Metal thing or something?
Well, then eventually what they do is they call it fusing the spinal column. They fuse the bones together, and you've got nothing cushioning between those bones anymore. Okay. So you get to a point with back pain where you get to a point where the pain cannot be quelled by medication.
Oh, God.
Unless you're going to become like a morphine addict or something. So you have to go to these classes. And people who've had back surgery, they know that I'm telling the truth here because I was married to someone who had back surgery. So I know about this.
Okay? Like this? Serious like this?
Yeah. Yeah. In bed for 6 months.
Wow.
So here's what happens. They send you to classes on how to manage your pain because you're going to have to live with pain for the rest of your life. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, as an example, speaking of people becoming disabled, if you're with somebody and you have doubts about the relationship and for some reason they fall on their tailbone or they fall out of bed or something happens and they injure their back, run. Do not walk.
Well, this person is not going to be able to work.
Before they can't walk anymore.
No, but they're going to be in constant pain for the rest of their lives.
Well, they might get disability or something, but if you're making more than they're making on disability, guess what? God. You know where that's go.
No thanks.
So I have advised more than one friend once, if it's a back problem, get out now. Because otherwise you're going to be supporting a cripple for the rest of your life. You are.
Can you imagine and think about the I've seen this too. Think about the court situation when you walk into court and you're trying to cut off the vagina money and she comes in with her freaking wheelchair and she starts crying to the judge and the judge looks at you and he goes, "You piece of shit. Look at this woman. You dumped her on the side of the road.
Right.
She was your wife, for God's sake. She raised your children, and now you're trying to cut her off and she can't even get up. I mean, Jesus, you know, forget it. You're going to lose. You're going to get killed."
That's right. All right, let's take a break here. The calls are coming in. This is our friend, divorce attorney Adam Sachs. He's a P1. He is one of our major advertisers on the program, but more importantly, he's got the answers for you. Obviously, if the answer is more than you can handle on a simple phone call, he'll tell you to call him, and you should, because let's face facts. I don't just tell you this about attorneys. I tell you this about professionals of all kinds, whether it's a divorce attorney, a tax attorney, whether it's a real estate attorney. You insist on buying that house, and they say, "Ooh, this is just boilerplate, all this. Just sign
here, don't worry.
Here's 4 pounds of paper. Just here, just initial these 76 pages and sign these 42 pages. And you don't hire an attorney to read that stuff or understands what that stuff says. You're crazy. You do your tax without an accountant. You go to the shopping mall and you visit one of those, they call them tax preparers, which, you know, tax preparer means has no degree in accounting. Okay. You got to hire a professional to do this stuff. Okay. Now, Adam is an experienced professional and he has all the answers and he'll answer some of your basic questions here. But obviously, if you need to get a divorce, you need to hire an attorney. Bottom line. Here's our telephone number if you'd like to talk to Adam right now at 901-3000. Tom, that's where you call. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. Call us right now at 901-3000-866.
You're just 10 digits away from your 2 minutes of fame. Good luck getting through. 901-3000-TOM. This is
Looking to purchase or refi? Request Mortgage can help. Licensed, reputable, in business for over 20 years. Call this number, 310-784-8800, and see what you qualify for. It's quick. It's easy. Most qualifications can be done right over the phone. Or make an appointment to see them at their convenient Torrance, California location. Good credit, bad credit, large down payment or no down payment at all. Get your no-obligation free loan consultation today with Request Mortgage at 310-784-8800. They have loans for every situation. Purchasing as your primary residence, investment property, non-owner-occupied loans, rehab loans. They even have conventional loans with as little as 5% down. Teachers, government workers, policemen, firemen, veterans. Request Mortgage makes it easy with special loans available with as little as 3% down. It's Request Mortgage. It's 310-784-8800. Call to qualify. One call, as they say, does it all. Request Mortgage, 310-784-8800. That's 310-784-8800 for Request Mortgage.
Weekends at New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock, 24-7. Sunday, it's the Dale Fort 100, 7 p.m. Pacific. 100 minutes of hand-picked, ass-kicking hard rock. Followed at 9 by the legendary Eddie Trunk. And Eddie Trunk rocks. Your weekend just grew some big old balls.
You guys know I'm here to help you get laid, to help you with your money, keep you focused on achieving your dreams. Well, longtime listener, and now one of our newest advertisers, Skip LaCour, is the man who can help you get in shape, build some muscle, lose that body fat, get healthier, and have more energy. It's Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective sports nutrition and bodybuilding supplements on the market. In fact, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition was nominated for New Brand of the Year in 2012 on bodybuilding.com, the world's number one online retailer of nutritional supplements in the world. The new year's here, and now is the time to finally take control. Go to this special website, tom.massmachinenutrition.com, and download free of charge an ebook and a 1-hour audio teaching that guides you through effectively and efficiently getting your body in shape. Skip is a 6-time national championship bodybuilder, but don't let that intimidate you. He's a listener, for God's sake, and he's one of the best coaches on the planet. He's been guiding and motivating regular guys just like you to get in shape for over 25 years. Go to tom.massmachinenutrition.com. Supreme, clean, Mass Machine Nutrition. From Burbank, home of the New Normal Studios, it's the Tom Likas Show, a bonus hour with your calls for divorce attorney Adam Sachs. 901-3000, Tom is our telephone number, 901-3000. 866. Vince is calling from the backyard of my other home, Vince in Santa Barbara. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, Vince.
Good. Before I get to my question, I just want to say you guys are pretty much spot on about everything regarding divorce. And just a message out there to some guys who are in a really bad marriage. You know, I've been taking a lot of crap for a couple of years. And, she finally filed, but she told me she was unhappy about a year ago. She filed in August, and, you know, it's pretty scary at first, but just guys out there, don't worry, man. It gets better, and then you get single, and you get the hammer chicks, and it's just, like, great. But just make sure you gotta keep yourself in shape. Go to the gym. Do what you got to do to keep yourself attractive.
Do what chicks do, because that's what they all do. They all get fat when they're with us. And then when we dump them, or they dump us, then they go back to the gym.
Straight back to the gym.
Because they have to they have to recruit another sucker.
But Vince, you said you were in bad shape for a while, and then she filed, right?
Yeah, I mean, she could be last year around this time that she was unhappy, and she gave me a list of demands.
But this is what I was talking about, where the woman gets the initiative and files. You would have stayed with her if she hadn't filed, even though she was being so critical?
Yeah, because we have two really young kids, they're 2 and 4, and I just was like,
That doesn't seem gonna, that doesn't bother her apparently.
No, it didn't bother her. And now, honestly, I mean, we have split custody. I mean, we're going into our settlement meeting next Wednesday. And things are really, I mean, it's great. It's like, you know, I come home and I got my kids. I'm not a deadbeat dad. I love my kids. So, you know, I either got my kids or it's solo time. So either way, I don't have a nagging bitch, you know, over my head. And
yeah,
it's
paradise.
It's just a win-win. You know, just I'm a little bit lighter in the wallet these days, but, you know, whatever. So, anyhow, my question to you, Adam, was, so this whole, our children are in the daycare at her work at the hospital, and so they take the money from the daycare out of her paycheck before taxes. And up until now, you know, while we were married, I said, well, that's got a benefit for her. I should probably be catching some of that, but, you know, you're married. You kind of let that thing slide. Now that we're not going to be married, I do have the right to catching some of that break, right?
Right.
And when do I bring that up in the settlement, or it's just not an asset?
Please tell me you have a lawyer.
We have a mediator. Everything's been really smooth so far, so there hasn't really been a reason to have one. So,
and now, wait, this brings up an issue. Now, I'm glad you mentioned that, Vince, because we have not had this conversation, Adam and I. All right, there are people who tell me this. They say I went and got a mediator. Is now, yes, divorce attorney, you have a vested interest in giving a particular answer.
That's not true. I'll tell you why.
Tell me.
Because I'm a mediator.
You are a mediator.
Yes, I have my mediation certificate from the Strauss Institute at Pepperdine Law School.
So when you are mediating, how is it different from when you are an attorney?
Generally speaking, mediation has to come at the end. You have to have a situation where the case has been going on and most of the things are taken care of and there are a few loose ends to take care of. People start with mediation, and mediation is actually mandatory when you have hearings in different counties. They want you to go to mediation, and the courthouse actually has mediators and so forth. And there are things that can be resolved in mediation, but you go to mediation with an attorney, okay? Because of things like he's talking about here. You have this financial issue, and a mediator's not going to get into it with you. And because they're being neutral, they're not advocating for anyone. So here the wife is paying this daycare, and he should be getting some aspect and credit for it. And in the end, he's not going to. His kids are very young, and over the years, this is going to cost him tens of thousands of dollars. And 99.9% of the time, it's going to be left unresolved. So if he had spent a few grand on a lawyer, that money would have been very well placed. That's it. What can
I
say?
But here's the thing. Again, I'm a moron. I'm not an attorney.
You are no moron, Tom.
Right, well, I'm a guy with a microphone, and I'm a layman at best. So let me ask you this question. I mean, isn't that a conflict of interest to be an attorney and then a mediator?
Well, I couldn't be the mediator on the same case that I was attorney for, of course.
Because then you're representing both people.
Yeah, no, of course. I can mediate. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that this gentleman needs to have an attorney anyway to deal with the mediation and to make sure that he gets the best possible deal. Generally speaking, men are thinking like, let's keep the cost down, let's deal with this. Women aren't bound by that. Women figure that they're going to get a pound of flesh and the husband's going to have to pay the legal fees.
Right, which is mostly true.
Well, so the problem is that mediation generally doesn't work. Because you don't have two rational players. You have one who's being rational, the man, and then you have another one that wants revenge, the woman. So the reality is that a lot of people tell me, oh, it's all working out, it's all no sweat, and they don't realize how long-lasting and how deeply hateful women are. Women are the most vindictive creatures in the world, and there is no man in the world that a woman hates as much as the man she's had children with. And even though this person has settled for a short time, and he said they separated. She gave him a list of demands, an ultimatum or whatever, basically. And he walked away. And I'm glad that, Vince, that you're doing okay with your kids and everything. But you will see that over time, you will have more and more and more problems, I'm sorry to say. And the reality is that you have to have it be resolved decisively. You know, at the end of wars, when one side wins and the other side loses, that's very important because the loser knows that he's lost. But when you have an ambiguous end to a war where it's like a stalemate, neither side comes away satisfied. It's very, very problematic. That's what mediation very often, unfortunately, causes.
Okay. So back to my original question, I mean, is that something I can – do I necessarily even have to bring it up in the settlement? Or let's say we just get everything settled, and then, you know, the next time she asks for half of the child care, I just say, well – you know, I'm going to take deduct another $150 because that's the tax break you're getting, and I should you know, get a part of that, or do I have to bring that up?
You can bring it up. You're going to bring it up, and it's not. It's going to be ignored.
Ignored by who?
By her and the mediator. You're not going to end up winning on that point because you don't have anyone advocating for you. Okay.
It's sort of like my ace in the hole.
I understand. I'm telling you. I'm sorry. I don't want to burst your bubble. But a couple of years from now, you're going to have very serious continuing problems with this woman because you didn't decisively end your marriage. Okay? Trust me on this.
Okay.
All right, Vince.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Good luck. Take care. All right. I don't know. I just think that to me, don't mean to offend you because you are a mediator, but you're also an attorney. To me, hiring a mediator, generally speaking, to me, the man's going to lose.
No shit.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of mediation. I've been divorced 4 times. It's been suggested to me. I have met with mediators. I have talked to them, talked to other people who've been through mediation. And it sounds like if you just want to sit there and going, yes, dear, for an hour or two, mediation's a great way to go.
It's really okay if you have most of the issues settled, Tom. Okay?
There's very few people who do.
Of course. That's the whole problem.
Yeah.
If basically there's nothing to fight over, you don't have kids, you have equal salaries and so forth, how often does that happen?
Right.
In the real world, you have problematic situations, you have real conflicts, and a mediator is trying to bridge the gaps. They're not trying to do an issue head-to-head where a judge is going to say, he wins and you lose.
Right.
There's no way. And a mediator is not going to do that. And by the way, you're not offending me. I am a mediator, and I know this. I've read, God knows, 100 books on mediation, okay? It's a very interesting process, and it certainly helps. But to not have an attorney to go forward and to pretend that this is all going to be resolved in mediation is naive.
Yeah. No, I have no doubt about that. Again, it goes to what I was saying at the beginning of the hour, and that is that so many guys think they are saving money by not hiring the right accountant, not hiring the right attorney, not hiring the right professional. They think they're saving money.
What can you do?
And they don't realize. I've said this, and I'll say it again about all kinds of attorneys, not just divorce attorneys. All kinds of attorneys. I've never lost money hiring good attorneys, ever. In many cases, I profited by having good attorneys. Made better business deals. Got more out of a contract than I would have gotten otherwise because I didn't know all the rights I had and all the things I could claim. In divorce, whether it's for writing the ultimate prenup that would stand up no matter what, or in getting a divorce and having somebody threatening to ruin my career when we were going through divorce, I never lost by doing
it. It's surprising to me when you see like these athletes and other entertainment people screw over their agents. The agents get them a deal that they would never have dreamed of getting in a million years.
Yeah.
And then they're pissed off that they have to give, you know, 7% or 10% to the agent or whatever.
Right.
And it's the same kind of thing. It's being penny wise and pound foolish. I talked to a guy this past week who I sat there and said to him, if you're paying $5,000 extra per year, which was what the story was in child support, and the child's 6 years old, that's, you know, 12 years times $5,000, how much money did you, you know, he's all, well, it's only 50 grand. I said, no, it's not. It's a lot more than that. You know, I mean, like it was, you know, and I said, if you'd spend $5,000 on an attorney, you could have avoided all that. But you have to be able to think forward a little bit.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Vince sounded pretty happy being away from that woman, eh?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why we say, why does divorce cost so much? Because it's worth it. That's why. Bottom line.
No doubt.
I don't know if I told this to you. I think it bears repeating if you haven't heard me say it, or maybe if you have. But I want to talk about the one thing I did in a divorce that I regretted. I screwed myself. Did we talk about this?
That house that you kept?
The house that I kept. We did talk about it.
Did we talk about it on the show? I've heard it. Not on our show, but you've talked about it.
Yeah.
That for some spiteful reason, you didn't want her to have the house in Arizona, as I recall.
Well, I went, yeah, exactly right. Even though we were underwater, back before people used the term underwater, I owed more on the house than I paid for.
You should have let her have it and screw her. It would have been the booby prize.
I was so angry. And so many of these decisions are made with anger.
That's right.
This was somebody who was having an affair on me, and I caught her, and she denied it, and then she said she was going to take me for everything I had, And so I was determined not to let her get that house without realizing that giving her that house would have been a real problem for her. And I would have been free because there was, you know, first of all, the amount I paid to live in this house in Phoenix that I bought for $73,000.
Well, those were the days.
I got more than my money's worth in terms of having had a place to live for 3 years. You know, it was pretty good. On top of that, had she taken that house from me, she'd have never been able to make the payments. I would have signed it over to her, and then I could have watched her melt as she tried to not only make the payments, but also pay for the upkeep of the house.
So this is an important question, Tom. If I had been your lawyer in Arizona at that time, whatever, okay, and I had said, Tom, leave aside your anger, let the bitch have the house, you probably wouldn't have listened, right?
Well, put it this way. If I had an attorney that I trusted.
Right.
I'm an interesting person to work with when I work with professionals. I hire professionals and pay them well for a reason, because I'm counting on them to know the right answers.
But do you always take their advice?
Nowadays, I really do. Now, back then, when I was 35 and angry, maybe I would not have taken the advice, or maybe I would have. But I do believe that when I have somebody good, they know what they're doing. And they tell me that, and they explain me through. They walk me through the process, like, what's going to happen here? The reason I'm bringing this up is not about me. The reason I'm bringing this up is because now we have an economy where people are underwater on houses, not $6,000 or $10,000. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they fight. I have to imagine you have seen people fight over a house.
Who's getting stuck with the debt?
They have no equity.
Yeah, of course.
They have no equity. Like, if somebody just wants the house so they and the kids can continue to live in it, as long as, look, if I didn't have to pay the mortgage on it, I'd be going, take it.
Right.
Just take the house. But I imagine we have people out there right now probably spending good money with an attorney trying to keep the other person from getting the house that has zero equity.
Right, right.
Don't do that.
Making a decision out of anger, as you say.
We make lots of decisions out of anger, especially in the circumstances under which we're getting divorced.
I have conversations often with clients where they're basically what you're talking about, where I'm telling them not to do something or to give it up, and there's no reason to fight over, and who wants it anyway? And like you say, there's a lot of psychological aspects. They have attachments to a piece of real estate or a house or whatever, or a car. It's like, you know, I'd rather push the car off a cliff than let her have it or whatever it is. And they say things, you know, I won't pay her attorney's fees as a matter of principle, you know? And you have to choose your fights. And when you do have a professional helping you, you have to try to take their advice. And I think that you are a different man today for the better than maybe you were when you were in your 30s. I didn't know you then.
That was only my second divorce at that point. And the first one, that was an angry divorce. My very first divorce was very amicable.
Right.
We just had a disagreement on having children, and that was it. We were good friends for a long time. And so I had nothing bad to say there. The second time around, though, I didn't want her getting anything. She had had this guy in my house.
Oh, disgusting.
I had to hear about it from the neighbors.
Oh, disgusting.
Who said, do you drive a white Toyota pickup truck? No, I don't. Well, it's been parked in your driveway every night for a week.
Well, Tom, that's what happens to every soldier you've ever talked to.
Right?
Horrible, when they're on deployments and all this.
Yes. So what I'm trying to say is, that'll make you very angry. But you have to look at the big picture, and you have to look at the bottom line and where you're going to be 5-10 years from now. Because, look, in the end, by getting divorced, look what she missed out on. I made millions and millions and millions of dollars. I'd never seen $1 million back then. But now I have many times over. And I ended up the big winner.
So what do you think about this guy who called it, Vince or whatever his name was, that got this ultimatum list, this list of conditions, and then he didn't fulfill them apparently, so she divorced him. Not the opposite.
Well,
he didn't tell her the hell with it. He waited for her to file.
Which I would never do. You know what you say is exactly right. I always want to be the first one to file those papers. By the way, I will tell you MTL2. Was a
Mrs. Tom Likas number two?
Yes, she was a TV personality, and she was waiting to go on. She was anchoring a 6 o'clock newscast at a local TV station, and she was served with papers at 5:50 p.m. on the set.
Right.
And so I tuned in at 6, and I was sitting there with a newspaper reporter who was writing about this, and there she was. She looked like a raccoon. She was trying to do the news, and she was crying.
So do we have a video of this, Tom?
You know.
You should have saved that.
I'd pay for video of that. I was so happy that I pulled it off, that the process server managed to wangle his way onto the set.
Gave it to her 1 minute before air.
10, actually. So I guess it took a little time for her to read it, and they were still doing last-minute hair and makeup and stuff, and the news started, and there she was.
Yeah, it served her right.
It was great. All right, it's 901-3000. Tom, our guest is divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Let's say hi to Brett in Sacramento. Brett, you're on the Tom Likas Show in this bonus hour with our guest, divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Brett. I have a question for the attorney.
Sure.
I have a coworker. She dated a guy for 10 years. It's not me. They bought a house together in the Napa Valley area, an expensive $500,000 house. They broke it off afterwards. They were never married, and his name and social security number is on the deed or on the mortgage, and she's been left paying the mortgage for the last year.
Oh my God.
She says I'm gonna collect all that tax refund money that's coming. I told her his name's on that legally binding document. I think he's entitled to half of that mortgage regardless of who paid it. Am I right or wrong on that, and what does she have to expect from this situation?
You know, there are some states would have what's called a common law marriage, which means that if you live together for a certain number of years, typically about 5 years, you can be considered legally married even if you're not, you know, if you never had a ceremony. And, for example, Pennsylvania's like that, North Carolina, there are some others. California is not. And so the fact that they were together for 10 years does not make them married, but there are some concepts of partnership. And there's a famous case of what's called palimony, which was the actor Lee Marvin, Marvin versus Marvin. And obviously, you're representing for the woman and so forth. But the way it had been in that case is that, you know, they lived together, and he made certain promises to her. And there is some legal theories that that can be a binding contract. And so, by living with him for 10 years, by buying real estate together and so forth, there are some issues about the sharing of the equity and the contributions that each made. And they're, you know, although they're not married, they're not husband and wife, so it's not a divorce. There are contract theories that can be brought into court where, like you say, she could be responsible to him. So she really needs to talk to a lawyer, because some of what you're saying could be true.
And he's off the radar. He doesn't want to do anything with her, and he doesn't want to talk to her, and she can't reach him. So I figured, I said, hey, that's between you and Wells Fargo. That's all on the that's a contract all you guys signed together, and I think that you know, he's on the hook. You're all on the hook together, and they don't care who paid the mortgage, but it was paid, and so his Social Security is probably going to get credit for that.
Well, I mean, it also has to do with what she wants to do. You know, obviously, I'm not talking to her. If I was speaking to her, and you could, of course, have her call me. But basically, you know, I would ask her, you know, for example, do you want to keep this place? Do you want it to be sold? Or, you know, what's your plan in terms of this? You know, did he make improvements? Did you make improvements? Do you feel he needs to reimburse you? You know, I don't know if she's someone who, you know, built a barn there or something, or she planted a vineyard or something. I don't know if
she does want to sell it. She doesn't want to sell it and get out of it.
All right. Well, that's probably a good idea. This is the way of, you know, breaking off the connection between the two of them. You know, if I started talking to her. Well, yeah, if I started talking to her more deeply about it, you're going to find out that she also loaned this deadbeat $50,000, you know? So there's all kinds of things like that going on typically. And, you know, listen, women love these bad guys who end up screwing them over. That's a fact.
He got another girl pregnant. He took off.
Sounds about right to me.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the call. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with our guest, divorce attorney Adam Sachs.
Call in and be a part of talk show history. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Is our show available on demand? Absolutely. Go to PremiumTom.com right now and sign up. PremiumTom.com features every hour of every show we've ever done since we returned back in April. But there's more, a lot more. We also offer hours of our show broken up into our most popular features. Be Funny, Likas 101, Money Monday, and more. If you enjoy specific features of our show, you can listen to every Money Monday or every Likas 101 you've missed all at one time. And don't forget our bonus material. Every week we pick and post classic calls so you can enjoy them without having to listen to entire shows. And more is coming. Subscribing to PremiumTom.com is a great way to play our show to your friends, a great way to catch up with anything you've missed. And by subscribing, you'll be helping to guarantee that we'll continue to do the show. You can subscribe on a monthly basis or save 17% by subscribing for 1 year. Go to PremiumTom.com right now while you're thinking about it. That's PremiumTom.com.
All right, I'd like you to come away with me for a moment, if you don't mind. Imagine yourself as a lizard, a cold-blooded reptile. You're sitting out on a rock, the sun, you're in the Galapagos somewhere, just seeping nutrients, soaking up the vitamin D from that sun. Feels good. Feels damn good. We'll take that sun, replace those rays of life with New Normal Music. Go to newnormalmusic.com and be that lizard. Soak up those jams. Just start seeping, man. It's newnormalmusic.com. My name's Art Webb. On the air every day, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Pacific time. newnormalmusic.com. Do it.
Hey, P1s. Our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the New Normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
The Tom Likas Show. We're living it up here. A bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with our guest, divorce attorney Adam Sachs. In a few minutes, if you really are considering a divorce or you're in the throes of one, in a little while we'll give you all of Adam's contact information. You can call him directly. Many of our listeners have. We heard a listener today who said he finally gave in and called you after stalling. I don't know who it was. Some guy today called in and said that he is now your client, which was really cool to hear.
Great.
I like that. 901-3000, Tom, is our telephone number. Something happened in Tampa, Florida. I don't know what it is, because I have never, ever been on a big radio station in Tampa. In fact, I've never visited Tampa. I lived in Miami for 2 years, never been to Tampa. But for some reason, we're starting to get all these phone calls from Tampa. Somebody said something. Jason, in Tampa, Florida, you're on the Tom Likas Show with our guest, divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
Oh, fellas, man, it's a little crazy out here, man. I failed 101 ridiculously.
What
man.
Happened?
Oh, man.
Well, I went from entrepreneur, business owner, starting up a business, everything. It was a struggle, as you know, starting a new business and, you know, got involved with this woman. And anyways, to make a long story short, put that aside, was doing okay, and then went to work for a company doing the exact same thing. I'm making decent money. Anyways, had a baby. Moved to Florida where she's from, you know, away from my family. Florida's great, though. I love it. All her family's down here. And my gut told me the first time we got into a big fight that I needed to leave the situation. Like, I was counting on leaving the situation. This is before we got married, had a baby, so on and so forth, but I didn't do it. I was like, I can deal with the anger and the temper tantrums, and I can. The control wasn't as bad. So a year and a half later, we're married, just bought a brand-new house, spent a shit, all my savings, all her savings, all this money on this friggin' ridiculous house, have this 8-month-old baby. She freaks out. If I have a beer, I'm an alcoholic. I mean, we used to drink together. We used to smoke a little weed together. You know, we'd do a couple lines here and there together. It was great. You know, it was cool. You know, she was best friends with my friends, the whole deal. Anyways, one night, we get into an argument, right? And it gets totally out of control, ridiculous. Bottom line is, I was in the bathroom, I called the cops. She's throwing dishes, spitting on me, verbally abusing me, just ridiculousness. Cops show up, I'm outside, we're talking, blah, blah, blah. I was just trying to leave. She's ready, threatening to hit my car with a crowbar, all this bullshit. Anyway, so they finally let me leave, right? And then as I'm leaving, my wife's like, oh, he's got cocaine in the bedroom. Boom. Fucking, I was gone when all this happened. Next thing I know, the next day, I'm back at the house. CPS shows up at my house. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know how to deal with it, right? So I'm a nice guy. You know, I let her in. We're talking. She's like, to make that story short, she's like, okay, I need to search your house and give you a piss test. I'm like, no, you can't do that. I know my rights. You can't do that. Next thing I know, a couple of days later, I find out that CPS tells my wife that I'm not allowed to be alone with my child. Okay. Not knowing any better, I'm like, damn, really? After doing a little bit of research, talking to a lawyer, obviously they can't without a court order. So to kind of come back to what's happening now, Thursday, we're supposed to have this meeting with CPS in my house. Which I've been served with papers, by the way, too, just for the record. My soon-to-be ex-wife and CPS. And I've been reading a lot of information, talking to a lawyer. I know I don't have to do anything without a court order. And I know I can be with my kid now because there hasn't been a court order placed.
You have to stop saying that. It's not true.
It's not.
No, you keep repeating that there's no court order. That is not correct. The Child Protective Services has great powers to protect children, and they consider you a danger to your child. They can take the child on the spot, okay? So you really have to get off of that. You said it a few times, and it's incorrect.
Okay.
And you're saying you talked to a lawyer, you did research. It doesn't sound to me like you hired a lawyer. I talk to a lot of people that call me and call a lot of other lawyers, and they think they're accomplishing something. But if you don't hire a lawyer, you don't have a lawyer. And I have to tell you that these child protective agencies, the ones in Florida and elsewhere, are extremely powerful. They're extremely ruthless. And most of the people who are in them and running them are very angry lesbian women that hate men, okay? And so if you think you're going to get a fair shake in this meeting that you're talking about, you're kidding yourself. You need to have an attorney there, and you have to protect your rights as a father, because they will take your children away from you permanently, okay? For real.
Okay.
Now, you said something very important, and it really relates to what I was talking about this evening. You said that about a year and a half ago, before you married her and before you had the child, you knew that things were bad, and you had indications that it was a good idea to jump ship, but you didn't. Right?
Yeah.
So what happened? Why did you stay? Look at the mess that it's become.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, the funny thing is the prelude to that. You know, I listened to Tom when I was in Seattle for a number of years, and because of that, I got out of a relationship that wasn't necessarily positive. Stayed single for 5 or 6 years, ran my own business for 4. So basically, had to not answer to anybody. Other
I understand,
than myself,
but from what you said, you've thrown that all away.
Yeah, you're right. So we got into this big fight the first time I went down to Miami with her. We were partying. All of a sudden, at the end of the night, man, she starts freaking out. Like, it's, like, insane. I was like, this broad's crazy. And anytime that had happened in the past, prior to that, I'm like, man, forget that. I'm not even going to deal with her anymore. This is ridiculous. But I don't know. I don't know if it was because she was some sort, she was established and had a little bit of money, and I was kind of struggling at that point. But I had the conversation with her in the airport on the way back to Seattle. I was like, man, we got to kind of step back. I don't think this is going to work. And she's bawling in the airport, talking about, please, baby, please, all this bullshit. And now I'm fucking married a year and a half. I got an eight-month-old daughter. I just bought a friggin' brand new house, and I'm fucking getting a divorce. What the fuck?
Yeah, but it's even worse than you're saying, okay? She's gone on the aggressive now. Now, you call the cops, but she turned it to her advantage. First of all, to be honest with you, calling the cops is never a very good idea. Maybe if someone's been murdered or something, okay?
It's horrible.
When you're talking about a situation that's domestic in nature, people think that, like, men and women think this too. Like, since they're the one that called, somehow the cops will be on their side when they arrive. And that's not true. Okay, they don't care who they hurt, all right? And generally speaking, the man goes down in domestic situations. Now, when the cops came and they were questioning her and she started the fight and she was spitting on you, you know, she's grabbing for anything she can think of. So she's going to say that you're a cokehead and there's drugs in the house and all this other stuff. And then the next morning, and this is reminiscent of Tom's thing, she's not even going to remember. Did I call 911? I don't even remember doing that. So what you have to ask yourself now is, do you really want to face Child Protective Services on your own without counsel? You got to be kidding me.
Oh, my. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. I really appreciate it. Can you believe it? We're at the end of our hour.
I don't know where the time goes, Tom.
I know. Now, tell people how they can get in touch with you. And, again, we remind you, mediators, trying to work it out with your wife.
Good luck with that.
That stuff doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Four times divorced, folks. Trust me. I know about this. How can these guys get in touch with you?
You can call me anytime, and I'm happy to talk to anybody. It's no sweat. Adam Sachs, and my number toll-free is 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320.
And Adam's website is adamlawyer.com. That's adamlawyer.com.
Like a breath of goddamn fresh air. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
Yes.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com and click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. This just in, Kevin Garnett tells Carmelo Anthony that his wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios.
She probably does. Indeed. The only thing that's bad about Melo's wife is her name is Lala. That drives me bananas. But
other than that, you're cool?
I'm very cool with it, and I think that she probably does taste like Honey Nut Cheerios. I'm going to guess that's exactly what she tastes like. Thank you.
This report comes, apparently, from Radar Online that this is what Garnett told Anthony on the floor during the Knicks Celtics game just the other night.
I think it's funny. I don't know if he said it. I believe it's possible he said it. Everybody knows that Kevin Garnett just won't shut his dang mouth. He never has and never will.
Now, is that something that would set you off? Let's say you were married to Lala and some dude trying to get under your skin says that she tastes like Honey Nut Cheerio.
Yeah, I think I would. I think Stern would call me up with a suspension for a few games for sure. Really? I don't think I could contain myself.
See, nothing offensive about that whatsoever.
I know, but you're not sitting around thinking of ways to kill people like I do.
Well, that's true. Good point.
You're a very happy person. Yeah.
Looks like oxygen may be caving in. A trailer was pulled for a reality show that's yet to air, starring a rapper who has fathered 11 children by 10 women.
God damn.
Just call all my babies mamas.
Right. The rapper's name is Shouty Low, and Shouty likes to have children with different broads. I think this is a terrific reality show, one in which young kids can aspire to, having this many kids with this many women.
Of course.
By the way, the fact I haven't heard of Shouty Low is probably a bad indication for him, because with that many children and babies' mamas, I could see
Nobody
lot of money.
Nobody knows the rap game like Dino, let me tell you.
Yeah, let me tell you. But for me to have heard of you, you better be making Jay-Z money to pay for all that shit.
Critics have slammed the show for being disgusting and negative, and Change.org has petitioned Oxygen with 20,000 signatures.
This dude's 36 years old. He is so doomed.
The petition states that the show stereotypes and demeans black children, mothers, and dads.
I didn't even know the guy was black. Oh, okay. I guess if
Shouty?
Shouty.
No?
Shouty Low.
You never know.
I had no idea he was black, but it seems southern to me. I don't know what he's doing. Yeah. What an idiot.
Your boy Skeet Ulrich, who apparently was on one season of Law & Order L.A., is in court, apparently in contempt for not paying his child support.
All right. Here's another guy who probably should have not gotten married or had a kid, because that acting thing doesn't always pay off like you think it should. You might have a good year and then make nothing the next.
Who's this Georgina Cates that he was married to?
She's pretty hot, though.
2005, not half bad. You know what that dude's name was? What, a born name, birth name?
You talking about the Skeet?
Yeah, Skeet.
Let's see.
He goes by the name Skeet Ulrich, but he was born Brian Trout.
Oh,
why wouldn't you just stick with the Trout, the Brown Trout?
His middle name is Brown, actually. Brian Brown Trout.
See, no reason to be changing that.
I guess, you know what, I wonder what caused their divorce, because she pretty smoking, they had a kid. I hope it wasn't infidelity. Right. Dude better start working, though, man. Sorry, Skeet.
You think the priests are bad? The Boy Scouts of America must release 2 decades of files detailing sexual abuse allegations after the California Supreme Court refused the organization's bid to keep the records confidential.
Of course, they're trying to protect this. I don't get it. Listen, has anyone not learned from Penn State? It's time to release the hounds. Show the documents, man.
Release the hounds?
Yeah.
I thought the records.
The records, I mean. Show it all. Because all you're doing is protecting possible child molesters, and it's important to not side with the molesters. Yeah. That's a mistake.
My girl Pammy Anderson says she's had such a really tough few years that she's going back into therapy.
Why?
And that's what she told the star, who was knocked off Britain's Dancing on Ice because her titty fell out of her thing.
In fact, that should give her a top billing for that thing. Yeah. She should have won the whole thing.
She apparently has said that she's been left so stressed and virtually penniless after building her dream home. She's kind of blaming it on her manager.
Yeah, and then she also blames the tax man who demanded thousands of dollars in unpaid taxes.
$370,000 to be exact.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of breast there, Pam.
She says she's trying her best to pay that off monthly. It's taken a little while.
She's another one. How could you have had a career that long and not have anything to show for it?
Yeah. Finally, a pick alert for you. Mariah Carey claims she's lost 70 pounds.
I hate to say it. She really did. I couldn't even believe it. That picture's her.
Right. Nice little red bikini thing.
I'm really let down because I always like this fat version of her because I think it's funny.
Doesn't look like she lost the cans, though.
No, and that, right? By the way, that's a good calling card.
Right.
She's actually, what sucks is that she lost the weight, and it also sucks. See, I like, you know, Christina Aguilera, I like that she's ballooned like a blimp. I think that's funny. And I also like that Mariah Carey was kind of the same way. But Mariah Carey has turned a corner,
man. You're just going to have to admit that you kind of dig this.
Absolutely, man. And I'll tell you what, the saving grace here, the breasts, I can't get over it. I can't get over this.
There you have it. Like is 101, news for guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
You bet.
Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. Brand new show every Friday, GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Great Big Radio. Required by law to call ourselves an oldie station. But we're a pant load more than that. Great Big Radio took the greatest hits of all time. Then we weeded out all the crap. And again we say, then we threw in all the stuff that radio just doesn't play anymore. Here comes another one. Then we pull it all together with that world-renowned new normal attitude. So throw away that radio. Trash your TV. Kick your toaster to the curb. And listen to
Great Big Radio.
Oldies Gone Wrong from the new normal. 24/7 at greatbigradio.com.